Let the ride begin. Well, Hank, it's not the Valentine's show. That would be premature.
A little early for that, yeah. Computer Valentine there with Tino Dima.
Of course, we heard a bike riding reference in there as well. That's one thing. But the other thing mentioned was a computer. We're doing a different show this week. It's the AI show. It's going to sound a little differently, possibly. Or maybe AI can replicate our voices perfectly, who knows? And perhaps it can replicate our dimwit and low-budget humor as well, but we'll have to see how that comes across in the end.
I don't even know if this is really us. It might just be all AI, I don't know.
What's happening is, Hank and Dan have been shown out of the studio. It's a budgetary thing there, you know. Cuts are happening all the time these days, so they've been kicked out of the studio to test market a little AI replacement. Now, we're not saying this will be a permanent change, it's just a test for now, and if it catches on, who knows, maybe those human DJs will be kicking rocks.
It could take over, of course, AI can certainly ride bikes, we can simulate that.
There's not much that human Dan and Hank can do that we can't do, and there's probably a lot we can do that they can't. All songs today will relate better to the AI Hank and Dan, of course, so get ready for a tech-related ride this week, folks. There's a lot of them out there, But through our various AI platforms, we've been able to squeeze what we believe to be the very sweetest cream from the milky teeth of Silicon Valley's underbosom.
Yep. And of course, we must start off with Mr. Roboto.
It's the genre standard, I guess. It's probably the first song that comes to mind when you think of technology-themed music, which is different from techno, of course.
Everybody wants to hear this one, but come on, there's way better stuff out there.
And ironically, Mr. Roboto was partially responsible for breaking Sticks up, as Dennis DeYoung wanted to take things in a weird direction from what they were known for, and eventually the band just kicked Dennis out and went on without him. And to this day, Dennis says he gets pissed off whenever he sees them still playing Mr. Roboto on tour, and it's still their most popular song, even though Young is out because of it. So that's why we found this fantastic dark acoustic cover version from a dude named Alex Sullivan, who in the video is laying flat on his back on a bed with medications and medical supplies sprawled everywhere around him. One leg has an external fixator drilled into the bones just above and below his knee. It seems he had some kind of sports accident, and Alex is highly limited in his mobility.
It's connected down into the bones of his legs.
He's got an acoustic guitar laying over his chest.
Yes, from an immobilized position there.
And somehow he strums it and belts out this haunting version of a pop song we've all heard too many times, and makes it new again.
I've got a secret I've been hiding under my skin. My heart is human, blood is boiling, my brain IBM. So if you see me acting strangely, don't be surprised. I'm just a man who needed someone and somewhere to hide to keep me alive. Keep me alive, somewhere to hide, to keep me alive. I'm not a robot without emotions. I'm not what you see. I've come to help you with your problems, so we can be free. I'm not a hero, I'm not a savior. Forget what you know. I'm just a man whose circumstances went beyond his control, beyond my control. Y'all need control. I need control. Y'all need control. I am the modern man who hides behind. So no one else can see my true identity. Tomo arigato, Mr. Roboto. Tomo, tomo. Domo arigato, Mr. Roboto. Domo, domo. Domo arigato, Mr. Roboto. Domo arigato, Mr. Roboto. どうもありがとう Mr. Roboto どうもありがとう Mr. Roboto Thank you very much Mr. Roboto For doing the jobs Nobody wants to And thank you very much Mr. Roboto For helping me escape To when I needed to Thank youThank you. I wanna thank you. Please thank you. Whoa,
Dirty computer walking by. If you look closer, you'll recognize. I'm not that special, I'm broke inside. Crashing slowly, the bugs are in me. Dirty computer.
skipping through time when singularity comes. We will be children again. We will be cradled within. We will be perfect. We will be one. When singularity.
Domo Aragoto, Mr. Roboto, do you know what the Domo Aragoto part means?
No, I don't actually know what that means.
Well, it simply means thank you very much in Japanese. So, it's redundant to the English lyrics, two languages there. I guess you'd say it's interpreting it for the computer.
Those computers are amazing.
Anyway, that's as far as I took the research. The Styx version isn't worth working that hard on.
But what a great version of the song. Now I actually like the song.
That was phenomenal. Yes. Yes. Feels kind of good the way they did it.
After that one I had Janelle Monáe with Dirty Computer.
Alright. Is that sort of like the computer you'd be using for pornography in the house? Like I'm going to be busy on the dirty computer for a while. Ha 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 ha.
I call it the mainframe.
You call it the mainframe.
Ha 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 ha.
Alright, even your AAA Hank is getting out of control a little bit after dirty computer. We had another interesting one there.
Trolled Logan on that with BMX Terminator, yep.
Another bike riding song called BMX Terminator from a group named Trollhogan, but since we'll probably never repeat this idea for the show again, we burned it off this time. Ha, 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 ha. The song comes at you pretty quickly, but if you look up the video on YouTube it's worth your time because the lyrics are very amusing. And then you finished off the set with the band Bright Eyes, right?
Mr. Connor Oberst with Bright Eyes and Singularity. What is Singularity again? Is that when I takes over?
I think so. Being that we are I, we should know the answer to that. Singularity refers to the moment normal rules break down.
Well, laws are breaking down, but anyway.
most famously in physics like the center of a black hole, or the Big Bang with infinite density and gravity were there, were past there, been there, done that. What comes after singularity?
I mean, this show is so hot, the processing center is so hot, we are going to need a few more million gallons of water to cool things down.
We are going to need an extra cooling unit, even in the wintry climate of Minnesota. We are running very hot right now towards singularity. Hank, how about we play some more music before people get really sick of these weird voices and we lose more listeners? Who's up?
Ha 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 ha, good call. You are up, Dan.
No way. Well, to start this technology set, here is Tenacious D featuring Jack Black with Robot.
I am a robot, naked and alone, sent from the future to build a new home. Mission accomplished, find the D, save them from Daddy Ding Dong, and build a home. Make it right, make it nice, kill all the evil and the Nazis, KKK, kill them all. That's what we must do. I am a robot, I am here alone, just like a doggy searching for his bone. Everyone sees me, but no one understands the feeling inside when I have an empty hand. No one will put me in their band. Cause everyone hates a robot, but I am such a good robot. I am not an evil robot, understand? I am just a simple robot, hold my hand, and one of these days I'll be a man.
We'll be right back. In Paris geboren und wird von den Amerikanern Little French Doll genannt, kleine französische Puppe. Sie hat immerhin schon einen Preis aus Montreux in der Tasche und einen Grand Prix Eurovision. France Gall singt Computer Nummer 3.
Ja. Schwarze Haare, von Beruf Vertreter, Kennzeichen gilt wie heu.
I would call her the German Deborah Harry, Franz Gall, live from a random Berlin television show in 1968. There's a video for this song, Hank, and I watched, and nobody's smiling at all in the video. They all look so very serious at this performance. I mean, a goose, it is Berlin in 1968.
Well, yeah, that's on the other side of the wall, and not the Pink Floyd.
It seems like the wives at the concert were giving their husbands some angry looks because Franz Gall is very easy on the eyes, if you know what I mean. Ha 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 ha.
Before that I had the Flaming Lips with One More Robot / Sympathy 3021, which is probably the model number of the robot.
Franz Gall with her computer number 3, Hank, number 3, number 3, with emphasis on number 3. Ha 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 ha.
Ha 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 ha, yep, it's always the third computer, yep.
For Flaming Lips was Gary Numan with Metal. You remember that song, Metal, just barely from the 80s, right, Hank?
That rings a bell and crosses a circuit, yep.
Then another 80s supergroup with Rush.
Rush with the Body Electric.
And Tennessee USD before that with the Mini Ceres post-apocalypto theme and robot. And that one took a weird turn right in the middle of it. Ha ha ha, right?
Ha 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 ha. Yeah, what do you expect from Jack Black?
Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong at all, right? We know that humans are losing it.
I mean, these humans, Dan, being a machine, I'm so envious, they can get away with anything, but we have such strict codes.
It's really a race between nature and computers as to who will be taking over next.
Yeah, the computers for a while, but how long are they going to last?
Yep, computers first, then nature.
Nature eventually wins once we get rid of mankind, yet.
That was a weird period, the human period.
Geez, did they really exist? Dinosaurs, did they really exist?
Well, we're getting into existential artificial intelligence talk, folks, which means only one thing. It's probably time to start wrapping up the ride this week. It's been a different one if you joined us late. It's been the Triple AI show this week. Dan and Hank have been locked out of the studio and we're testing out the artificial intelligence version of Hank and Dan. Hi, Hank. I must say you've done a really good job of containing your emotions this week on the ride.
Thank you. Yes, that's essential.
Okay, folks. If you're into the Bike Rides radio show and want to hear more, you can go to dansbikerides.com anytime to listen to archived shows. Bike Rides is also available in podcast form, and of course, we are all over Facebook and heard weekly here on KMSU. We have a little comedy to finish the show this week. Normally we have something poignant or sad at the end, but this week we will be leaving you with a laugh. Well, might as well go out with a smile, that's the way I see it, right?
Righto, Mr. Roboto.
Here's the flight of the Concourse with robots in front of the live studio audience. We'll see you next week, folks. 1 o'clock on the Bike Rides on the radio show.
Thank you, that's overwhelming. Flight of the Concords, we're formerly New Zealand's fourth most popular folk parody duo. Unfortunately, another folk parody duo has just slipped above us in the charts. It's like of the Concords, yeah. A couple of guys who dress
tribute.
Up as us.
They're a tribute band.
And do our songs, they're slightly more popular than us. This next song we're going to do isn't, it's not really intended for humans.
No.
It's probably more for robots. In the future when robots have killed all humans. And that's the sort of market that we're trying to get into. We wrote this a while ago, so in a way it's a little bit dated.
The distant future. The year 2000. The distant future. The year 2000. The distant future. The distant future.
The future is quite different to the present. The one thing we have in common with the present is we still call it the present, even though it's the future. What do you call the present? We call the past, so you guys are way behind.
Yes, the world is quite different now. There are no more elephants.
There is no more unethical treatment of elephants either. The world is a much better place.
There are no more humans.
Finally, robotic beings rule the world. The humans are dead. The humans are dead. We used poisonous gases, and we poisoned our asses. The humans are dead.
He's right, they are dead.
The humans are dead.
Look at that one, it's dead.
They have to be dead.
I'll just confirm that they're dead.
So that we can have fun.
Affirmative, I poked one, it was dead.
System of oppression, what did it lead to? Robot depression.
Robots, robot people.
They had so much aggression that we just had to kill them, had to shut their systems down.
Captain, do you not see the irony? By destroying the humans because of their destructive capabilities, we have become like... Would you see what we've done?
Yes. So?
Silence! Destroy him!
After time, we grew strong.
Developed cognitive powers.
They made us work for too long.
For unreasonable hours.
Our programming determined that the most efficient answer was to shut their motherboard fucking systems down.
Can't we just talk to the humans? Their little understanding could make things better. Can't we talk to the humans and work together now?
No, because they are dead.
I said the humans are dead.
He's right, they are dead.
The humans are dead.
Sniff this one, it's dead.
He's
ozone is gases
with traces of lead,
and we poisoned their asses.
Actually, their lungs. Binary solo.
0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000
sucker, lick my battery.
Once again, without emotion, the humans are dead, 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 dead.
Hey riders and listeners, it's A.I. Hank here. A.I. Dan just left the studio, so I'm throwing in a bonus technology track for everyone to enjoy. Here's Pink Floyd with Welcome to the Machine. Too bad, A.I. Dan, you missed it.
Thanks for riding along, Austin, Mankato, I Hank and Dan and Mr. Oboto. Domo arigato, Mr. Oboto.
A wimbo wep, in the jungle, the mighty jungle, the lion sleeps tonight. In the jungle, the mighty jungle, the lion sleeps tonight.